Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Now, you talked about a pretty good little back and forth last hour between Fox News reporter Peter Doocy and the national security advisor, John Kirby.
Yeah, this was in a press briefing about the Iran-Israel situation. And if you remember last week, when Biden was asked about Iran attacking Israel, his response was, no. His response was, don't. Just in the completely most feeble, weakest way you can imagine somebody saying don't.
My favorite part of any time you or I do a Biden impression, it's the grunt that comes before beginning. And after.
Don't. And this was Peter Doocy asking Kirby if that maybe was the right strategy.
John, has President Biden considered maybe beefing up the public Iran posture to be more than just one word?
You're referring to don't.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about...
And they did it anyway.
And let's talk about what we did, Peter. Let's talk about don't and did. Let's talk about Saturday night. He made it clear that he didn't want to see escalation in the region.
And
let me finish. He added military resources to the region right after October 7th. And then when we had an inkling that this kind of thing was coming, he added even more military resources to the region. More destroyers that were capable of shooting down ballistic missiles, a fighter squadron that was able to shoot down drones. And that's what we did. So you can talk about the don't word all you want, but let's talk about what did happen. And what did happen was Iran utterly failed.
Yeah, but they did.
Yeah, they did. Biden said don't, but they did.
Right.
The U.S. and the U.K. and Jordan and some other foreign allies there had Israel's back, were shooting down suicide drones left and right. But the simple fact is, Biden said don't, and they did.
But let's talk about what we did.
Yeah, but they did, too, after they were told don't. Anyway, this was another part of that little back and forth between Doocy and Kirby. The subject of... For whatever reason, go back to the Obama days to now Joe Biden, they love unfreezing assets and giving it to Iran, the world's biggest state sponsor of terror. They love unfreezing money and giving it to Iran.
You know, Hammer, come on, that's going to human aid inside Iran. That's what it's going
to. That's right, because the Iranians are all about helping humanity. take a listen to this little back and forth.
Now that we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings, is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all...
Hey, it's for humanitarian purposes, but doesn't that...
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff?
Exactly.
Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel. We put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm betting they're taking it pretty seriously.
And you'd be losing that bet.
This unfreezing, none of that fund, none of those funds, funds set up in an account, by the way, by the previous administration, goes directly to the supreme leader, the IRGC, can only be used for humanitarian purposes, and we're watching that account very, very closely to make sure that that's what happens.
And again, that frees up other funds that Iran would normally be using.
Right.
For humanitarian aid, which I doubt is that much anyway, that frees up a bunch of money for them to, like Doocy saying, you know, send, buy a bunch of suicide drones and make them and send them towards Israel.
It's the same thing you see with the Gaza Strip. Well, all of this money went to the leaders of the Palestinian state. They're going to do humanitarian purposes with it. Or they're going to take that money and do something else with it. How confident are you that the stand-up folks from Iran are making sure that money is earmarked for humanitarian purposes? And if they are, like you said, let's just say that money is being used for humanitarian purposes. it frees up money for other things like, oh, I don't know, bombing Israel. And the money was frozen previously, right? You want to talk about the previous administration. Money was frozen. You went out of your way to unfreeze it, knowing damn well what would happen. And some reason, whether it's President Obama or Joe Biden, they love unfreezing assets to give to Iran.
Pallets and pallets of cash stacked shoulder high, baby.